beautiful passage of the Holy Gospel. Jesus was not only a great preacher, but also a great psychologist. Have you worried about anything this past week? I'm sure you have. Psychologists tell us that worry most of the time is uncontrollable. It is like fog that creeps in slowly, which distorts the way to possible solutions to most problems we might have. And we become unhappy and paralyzed to any effective action. So, some resort to alcohol to calm them down. Did you ever notice when you go to a restaurant, the first thing they tell you, not what you wanted to eat, can I get you a drink? There's a reason for that, and they calm you down if you have to wait a half hour or so. They go to the bar, you know, we call your name. Some worry of getting old. That is the cycle of life. Everybody goes through it. There is nothing that Avon or Mary Kay can do about it. Therefore, we are to take care of our lives. And as they say, live a day at a time. Enjoy what God has given you. Now, some young people don't believe it, that they are going to grow old. But I tell them, stick around. It is the cycle of life. Two men, you heard the story, they went to their class reunion, 50th class reunion, and they haven't seen each other since graduation. They took their wives, of course. One of them saw his classmate, James, for the first time in 50 years. He said, James, you know, you haven't changed a bit. He said, John, you are in good shape too, you know. You still look young. One of the wives said to them, both of you should have the eyes examined tomorrow. Which is true, is that right? But it's the cycle of life. There's nothing we can do about it. That's why we have to enjoy each day. Each day is a gift from God. Now, we also know that most of the time we worry about something that may not and probably will not happen. There's no secret that our world is full of tension, disturbances, hate, and above all, the sacredness of life, sacredness of marriage, respect to God's commandments, to the gospel of Jesus, and to the Christian principles. All these are being questioned and ignored by many. Now, we never learn. We know from history. Look at the Old Testament. Every time that the Israelites got into trouble was when they ignored God's commandments. The United Nations, you know, they meet and talk, as you know, for years, you know, just to solve a problem, you know. If they just make everyone convinced to obey God's commandments, we can solve problems just like that. But we want to do it on our own. The gospel of Jesus is full of hope, courage, and love. We find encouragement, in fact, in all the readings today. We can come to understand life and see the beauty of God's creation. The universe proclaims the glory of God. We can experience that no matter what God is at our side. And with God, we can overcome the shortcomings and contradictions of our lives and start trusting in His providence. Now, Jesus is no dreamer. Remember, Jesus became one of us. He lived the human condition. He suffered poverty, rejection. He was exiled, not accepted by so many people. In today's gospel, he does not condemn work and prudence. He does not advocate a reckless attitude to life, but he insists that we always trust God and seek His kingdom, even while we are earning our living. The prophet, in the first reading, seeks to help his people find consolation in God, whose love was the source of their life. Isaiah cites perhaps the best example of love, a mother's love for her child, and then proposing an almost inconceivable possibility when he says, the mother somehow may forget her child, but God will never forget you. In these times we live in, we need to trust God to be ever present in the problem situations of our lives, in the life of the church, and our life as a society. Tension, worries will always be with us, but so the powerful hands of God. God comes in when the whole world goes out. So learn to temper tension and worries and all your problems with an appreciation of God's beauty and love for you. Over things which you cannot control, accept and pray. If you need to change your attitude, pray and compromise. If you can do something constructive, pray and act. Always, above all, believe in tomorrow, because tomorrow belongs to God. Place your eternal life in God's powerful hands. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.